what a complete and utter mess, he realized. What if he'd gone too far? He wasn't scared of dying, but the thought of being banished, which he suspected would be more her style, would be a punishment beyond his endurance. Suddenly, his foot slipped. Sheer lack of concentration was sorely affecting him. Regaining a hold, he continued descending the craggy building. Damn it! Despite the fact he was nearing the ground now and safe within the shadow of the trees, Helios stopped short. He couldn't leave it like this. He had to go back and make her see reason. The sound of the first birds waking to hail the approaching morning warned him he had maybe only 1 hour until first light. It wasn't ideal, but I may never have this chance again. Blast! Despite the fact every instinct of self-preservation told him not to, Helios started scaling back up the building at twice the speed. His breathing, now labored and his body drenched in sweat from more than just physical exertion, his single-mindedness made him careless, and he failed to notice the shrouded figure of a man descending towards him. It wasn't until he heard a loose pile of brick plaster falling and a whispered farewell from somewhere above him that Helios realized he wasn't alone. He instantly stopped. Wedging himself to the wall, he strained his neck to look about and figure out what was going on. The last thing he'd expected to see was Drusilla, dressed in gossamer and hanging out her window. The virgin appeared equally shocked and shoved a fist in her mouth to stifle her cry as she spotted him. And then, to add to the bizarreness of the encounter, Helios was nearly knocked off his ledge when a large cloaked figure brushed past him. Struggling to regain his hold, Helios's flailing arm knocked the man's hood off. Everyone froze on the spot. Drusilla whimpered. Helios groaned. This couldn't be more of a pig gut of a mess, he cursed, as he stared from one to the other in a quandary as to what to do next. After a long silence, the sky about to lighten, Helios decided there was nothing for it but to acknowledge they'd all been up to something they shouldn't. Then he would simply have to extricate himself from the situation, ideally as fast as possible. Evening, Senator. Evening, Drusilla. I was just leaving. And with that, Helios took a backward jump, jarring his back upon landing. Picking himself up, he made off as best as he could, with all hopes of wooing Aquilia, yet again ruined.